Hey, beautiful. This is Aminata Soul Plant Walker Firewoman, and I am the host of the Mother Tree Network, where spirituality and earth wisdom meet racial justice and women's leadership.
Hello. In this episode, I share two parts. The first part is actually a transmission that I received in my backyard from the Norwegian maple tree that's there. I call her Mama Maple. So I was sitting under Mama Maple one day, and I was thinking about anger, and I suddenly got clear about the relationship between anger and love, and how it is similar to the relationship between the divine masculine and the divine feminine. They're both necessary, but one is the context for the other. So I can't wait to share that with you inside. The other thing that happened last summer was while I was walking again, you know, just being with this whole thing about feeling my anger, I just stopped on the side of a trail and sat down and took myself through a meditation to befriend and get to know what my anger wanted to communicate with me. So I later called this the fire meditation. And in the final part of this episode, I actually interview Christian Sands, who's a fabulous cellist, a young, African American, beautiful soul who reached out to me because he was overwhelmed by his anger. He literally could not focus because he was so angry about some things that had happened. So, I took Christian through the meditation, the fire meditation that the forest had given me. And, within 24 hours, he had texted me saying how much better he felt and how doing the things that his body asked him to do, was like a relief. So I hope this episode helps you to befriend your anger. I hope Christian's story, persuade you that you can do it too. It's not just for me. And finally, it is really my honor to share this transmission, from the trees, from Mama Maple. There are other trees who speak to me. So please let me know how it goes for you. See you on the other side. This is for my sister queens out there. Today, I want to talk with you about rage. I want to talk with you about the importance of letting that anger or rage flow through you. I want to talk about the divine masculine and the divine feminine working together. So come on in, queen. First of all, I want us to remember that the divine feminine, that energy of unconditional acceptance and unconditional love, is the context. It's the place from which the desire for justice comes from. This place, this rootedness in unconditional love, in flow, in I am you and you are me and we are one. That is the context out of which the divine masculine, or the pull to individuate, to separate, comes from. Both are important, but that oneness is the larger context. And inside of it comes our desire for justice, our ability and our need to say no, or not now, or not here, or not me, or yes, me, and yes, me first. All of that is in the realm, for me, of divine masculine energy. Let's take a moment to focus on rage. What is the place of rage? What is the place of our anger, especially at this historical moment with the loss of life, with the onslaught of control coming at us. It is, to me, natural, instinctual to feel anger or rage at this situation. So what do we do? How do we stay rooted in oneness, rooted in the divine feminine, rooted in that unconditional love and unconditional acceptance, and come up through it for justice? How do we do it? I think it starts with the breath, with getting in touch and remembering, not getting in touch, recognizing, remembering our always present connection with our divine mother, with that unconditional love and unconditional acceptance that is always available for us. So it starts with rooting in that, remembering it, letting ourselves feel it, and let it in. And then after we do that, search your body for where is the anger, or where is the rage, where is the I am. When I search for my body, it's on my left side, my solar plexus. And when I ask what it wants, what that divine fire needs, you know what it said to me today? It said it wants me to walk with my head up high. It wants me to talk with my authority, not to change my tone when I'm around men or whiteness. It wants me to love and appreciate it as a part of me, to stop squishing it. So do you, my sister queens. I ask you, root in love, root in that divine feminine, and then ask, inquire, make the space for that divine masculine fire energy to be heard. And as much as you are able, do what it asks of you. And then pay attention. Pay attention to what's happening in the body. Thank you so much for giving me your time, giving me some of your focus today. In the coming weeks, I'm going to invite you to do something with me, to go on a 30-day journey with me. And I hope you'll say yes. Peace and love. An honor to all of you.
We talked about the loving kindness meditation, but we also, I know you've also used the fire meditation, and that's the meditation to walk you through your anger. Yeah. And I know you've done that. So tell us what you were angry about. You don't have to name people, but you know, well, because it's the kind of situations many of us face.
There have been a few things that have just happened, like compounding on itself. Like, I wasn't feeling appreciated at one of the jobs I have. One of my friends kept moving my stuff. Just, you know, the stress of every day, like even just traffic. Oh my goodness, there's so much traffic here in Michigan. It's kind of crazy. One day, it was right before I started one of my new jobs, we had our meetings, and something occurred with like one of my roommates. I was so angry. I couldn't really believe how angry I was. It was like the angriest I had been in a long time. And it was just, felt like it was just spewing out of me. And
that's real. That's how it is sometimes, like physically in the body.
Yeah. And I was just so overwhelmed with it. It was very overwhelming. And here I am about to start this new process, this new job, this new career. And here I am going to training, you know, And here I am. I can't even really focus on that. I'm still angry hours later. So
there you were at your new job training, and you're still pissed off from all the stuff that happened before you got there.
Yes. Okay. So, and I think it was just like a compounding of all of this stuff going on. And then this one thing just like flipped the whole thing upside down.
Wow.
And that's kind of what it felt like. Actually, I reached out to you that week because I was so angry. I've never been this angry, and I do not like this. Like, we did the fire meditation, but I was definitely curious. I was like, so is there another anger management thing? And I don't like think I have an anger management issue, but I was just so angry.
You did have an anger management issue at that point. Right?
Yes.
Because you couldn't let it go. So it needed your attention.
Yeah. And it wasn't until a few days later that I actually got to speak with you.
Yeah.
So, and I was still pretty angry.
Yes, you were.
One of the things that we did was we went over the fire meditation again. I was like, oh, we're going to do the fire meditation. Well, I didn't really think to do that, but here we are. So we do the fire meditation, and then I got to acknowledge the reasons why I was actually angry, not just the bottom line, not just the things on the outside that were getting all of my attention.
Mm.
It was the internal frustration that I feel like I was mostly ignoring.
Oh, like you got to listen to yourself and your internal frustrations?
Right. Yes.
Mm. And like honor them. Like, sympathetically listen.
Yeah. Mm. And so because before that, I don't think I actually got into it like that, but I hadn't really come at the fire meditation from a place of truly being angry.
Right.
And so it was like, all right, here we go. I was mad. It's like, to me, it's scary how mad I was.
Yes.
Because it's just not my personality to be that mad.
So I remember
for that to just be a constant energy that is like I said, spewing out of me.
Yes. But
it made me feel very unhappy. But the meditation then after, when I acknowledged like my body and like what I was actually feeling, I've been a lot more relieved. It's just been more relieved. I haven't really been angry about it, but I have been doing the things that I said I was going to do.
Mm.
You know,
beautiful. The things that your body said, each body part wanted, that they asked from you, you have been giving them that.
Yes.
Mm.
So, which is nice.
So the anger hasn't been building up.
No, which I think this is the first time I actually had to deal with my anger. Mm-hmm. Whereas before, I'm just used to just shoving it off to the side and being like, don't be angry. Be quiet.
So important as a young adult to figure that out. And as a young Black man to figure that out. You know, you're human. You do have anger.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And it's human. Definitely is.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing, Christian. Is there anything else you want to say about that?
No. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to speak on it.
Mm, you're welcome. And if people want to hear your music, or where can they find you? Are you on a social media site they can look you up on, or?
Well, here in Michigan, I play in 5 different orchestras. That will be Warren Symphony, the International Symphony, Oakland Symphony, Livonia Symphony, and Grosse Pointe Symphony.
Okay.
If you come to our concerts, I'll be there.
Beautiful, beautiful. And awesome. Well, we will see you next time.
See ya.
What a great soul Christian Sands is. And if you find yourself getting upset or angry or feeling guilty or ashamed because of how you handle a conversation about racism or something to do with race, then I encourage you to check out this beautiful course that we have called Transform Your Conversations About Racism. I have shared
the 5 steps I use in this course, I have shared with over 30,000 people at this point. I've done a whole TED talk on it. And what I really want is for everyone to have these tools so that you can bring your best self, your calm, your loving, your truthful self to your conversations. Because the way that we actually make change is not by hammering people with facts or intimidating them or by avoiding the topic altogether. It's by getting super present, super compassionate with yourself, breathing, and following the 5 steps that I share. So please check it out. Just go to my website, dramandakemp.com. You'll see a button on that very first page leading you there. Peace and love.